This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I wonder if the CDC has conducted or facilitated a study comparing vaccinated children with unvaccinated children yet. Have you done that?
We have actually done a number of studies looking at the relationship between thimerosal vaccines and autism and other developmental disabilities.
My time is very limited here. So clearly, definitely, unequivocally, you have studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
We have not studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Oh, actually, never mind. Just okay. Stop there. That was the meaning of my question. You wasted 2 minutes of my time.
Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we just wasted less than 2 minutes of your time. Actually, that was what happened. That was what happened on the floor of the House of Representatives, questioning of Colleen Boyle from the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Simple question, Ms. Boyle. Ms. Boyle on everybody's butt. Did you or did you not? Have you or have you not conducted? Is there or is there not a valid, published, peer-reviewed study on the safety and efficacy of vaccines compared to those who have not been vaccinated? In other words, how's the health outcomes of those who have been vaccinated versus those who haven't? Has it been done? And it took, 2 minutes to get her to admit that it hasn't been done. Do you remember seeing that, Super Don? I mean, this was actually
I do. In fact, I watched it again this morning because it's been a couple of years. In fact, a little over 2 years since that happened. And it was just hilarious just to see. She's just tap dancing her. Well, there's been some studies about broccoli and the environment. And, and so she's just completely avoiding the question. And, the thing is, Posey only had a certain amount of time on the floor to ask all of the questions he wanted to. And this is a common tactic. They'll just, just say a bunch of nothing. But he finally cornered her. He's like, no,
we haven't done it.
We haven't done that, though.
No. Why is that important? Now, everybody pause to ponder, because this is a place, the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, that we have not been shy about talking about the lack of scientific validation and verification for the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And we've posited that, I can say this for many years now, that the healthiest kids I see around the world, not just here in the United States, are the least vaccinated. This is not something I've waited around for the peer-reviewed literature to confirm what I'm saying is right. It's one of those, and I told you so. I guess we could play the theme. I'm not going to do it because today, boys and girls, it's happened. A publication actually looking at the health outcomes of vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And guess who, my friends, are the sicker of the two populations? All right? We got kids who are vaccinated and kids who aren't. And again, this is a very, very critical big issue. If you think it's a mild issue, you're not paying attention. The fact is, whenever we talk about dietary supplements, herbs, or maybe even homeopathics, having benefit against disease, they'll always say, from the skep-duck scenario or the medical pharmaceutically conflicted scenario, well, there are no studies to prove it. And, of course, the moment you, the cherry juice farmer, acknowledges that your product could be used to reverse gout and arthritis, it's an unapproved new drug not proven to be safe or effective for the intended use, right? It's not the cherry juice that changes. It's the intended use that changes. If it's just to make you happy because you like cherry juice, no problem. The moment you acknowledge it has an impact on a disease process, the Fear and Death Administration breaks in and says there's no science to support it. And even if there is, if it goes against the pharmaceutical church, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, the Fear and Death Administration will rush to the aid of the church because we have, in violation of the First Amendment, a state-sanctioned religion. We do. In the United States, it's not Christianity, it's not Judaism, it's not even Islam. It is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Vaccine division is the sacrament. You're supposed to lay your children on that altar and sacrifice them for the greater good. Whose greater good? Not theirs. Not yours, not mine, but the greater good of Big Pharma and the government they purchased. The regulatory agencies and the people in them who then leave government and work and get jobs like to head the $5 billion vaccine division of Merck, like Julie Gerberding with the CDC. Colleen Boyle, CDC. Where's she going to go when she finishes up at the Centers for Disease Creation? Now, you want to hear the results of this study? This is stunning. We have it linked up in the show notes today, folks. This is serious stuff. I mean, this is not mild stuff. It backs up everything I've been saying for years, and many holistic health care providers have been saying for many years. Autism, triple the rate. I'm just going to go through this list. Is that all right, Super Don? I didn't check with you on this. I want to get permission because it is required.
As you said, the results are astonishing.
Yeah, astounding, except not to me because I've seen it. But here, let's hear the numbers directly from the peer-reviewed literature, the archives out there already for you to review. Allergies. Now, this is me, the poster boy for every allergy known to man, and I was fully vaccinated as a child, although it was a fraction of the number that they expect to give your children today if you have them born today, unless you're smart and you say, no way, not a chance. You coming through me, and I've got something that'll make a bigger hole than your syringe doctor, and it's coming at you. That's how strongly I feel about defending children against this extreme violation with prejudice of the immune system of a developing child. Allergies. Now, we said autism, which is not unexpected, three times the rate of autism in those who are vaccinated than non-vaccinated. What about allergies? Multiply that by 10. 30 times the rate of reported allergies in children who have been vaccinated versus those who have not. And if we take it down to the response to allergies, of course, we go to allergy medicines, of which I was the, again, poster child. Give me every allergy pill you got. This is long before some of the prescriptions that they advertise on TV, much less those that have gone OTC. Allergy meds. You're 22 times more likely to be on allergy medicines if you have been vaccinated than if you haven't. 22 times! My gosh! Does anybody care? Dick Durbin! Take your turban off of your head and stuff it out of your ears. Pull it out and look at this. Listen to this. How about learning disabilities? Learning disabled. Four times the likelihood of learning disabilities in children who have been vaccinated versus those who have not. The catch-all umbrella phase of ADD or ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, like autism, at triple the rate in vaccinated children. This one's rather interesting, though. Pneumonia. The pneumonia, 3.4 times the rate in vaccinated children. And guess what? That includes the kids who are vaccinated against pneumonia. Isn't that interesting, Super Don? Wait a sec. We not only gave you just general vaccinations, we're giving you one for pneumonia. And you're still getting pneumonia 3.4 times more frequently than those who don't get that and other vaccinations.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Ear infections. Again, poster boy for ear infections. I had them chronically. Acute after acute, chronic, antibiotic, antibiotic, antibiotic. Three times the likelihood of ear infections. And it gets even worse. What about those ear tubes? You remember those, Super Don? You didn't have ear tubes, did you?
I did.
You did? Oh, my gosh.
I did have those, yes.
Yeah. Well, you were vaccinated as a child like I was, weren't you? Our parents didn't know any better, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So putting in those tubes, seven times the likelihood in those children who are vaccinated than those who are not. Dude, I prayed to God I wouldn't get those tubes in my ear. Somehow I didn't have to get them. But man, that's some nasty stuff. How about any chronic disease? Just any old chronic disease. Report any old chronic disease. 2.5 times the likelihood of those who are vaccinated. In other words, if you're vaccinated, your children is 2.5 times more likely to get a chronic, any chronic disease. And you have double the rate of use of antibiotics. Now, this is not surprising to me that it's so low, because you hear like 30 times the amount of allergies, and you go, whoa, that's bad. But double? It's only double the rate of antibiotic use? And the reason for this is because most people on the planet yet have yet to hear the Robert Scott Bell Show, so they don't know that 9 out of 10 times that you are prescribed an antibiotic, you don't actually need one, and that you have an option in the natural world, whether it be silver hydrosol, whether it be homeopathic medicines, whether it be other immunomodulatory agents. This is something that even those who are not vaccinated don't know as much, and they are frightened into receiving these prescription chemotherapy antibiotics. So twice the rate, though, still. That's still two times, double the rate of antibiotic use in vaccinated children. So this is pretty impressive in terms of the representation here. Yet, how much has the mainstream media covered this since this came out a couple of days ago, 2 or 3 days ago? I don't think I've seen one mainstream media report on this literature that's been published. Super Dino, did you scour it? Did you see anything?
Nothing that we would consider mainstream. No.
Mm-hmm. No. And then we have the idea that if a kid, now this is the thing that I've said, if you have a child that's going to school, they're not vaccinated because they have exemptions, any kind that are still, they can still get, and yet there's an outbreak that occurs. There's one in L.A. that happened, and 100 students have been told they have to stay home. This is Agora Hills in Los Angeles area because of chickenpox outbreak. Three kids with chickenpox, and guess who has to stay home? The kids who have not been vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? And yet this is where I said whoop-de-frickin-do. Your kid has to stay home, but it's for 3 freaking weeks. I'm just going to say it like that because it makes me stronger. You'll understand later when we talk about cussing in a little while. But the fact is, 21 days you have to stay home. But never mind those that just got the chickenpox shot, which, by the way, sheds. Never mind those that get the MMR, which, by the way, sheds, because these are live virus vaccines. It's only about the kids who haven't been vaccinated because they're the danger. In fact, you want those kids there to get the chickenpox if they haven't already, or find a way to get them. Granted, there are more chickenpox cases in non-vaccinated kids, apparently more pertussis or whooping cough in non-vaccinated kids, and more cases of rubella in non-vaccinated kids. But is that necessarily a bad thing, considering that these infections protect them from chronic diseases, including cancer, later in their lives? So what I acknowledged years ago, I don't change my view. Vaccines can suppress the expression of certain diseases, but they don't necessarily prevent them, and they certainly don't prevent kids from getting chronic diseases, so they certainly do not get your kids healthier. The healthiest kids I ever see, now validated in the peer-reviewed literature, are those who are not vaccinated.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It really is a monumental day when you've got a study coming out and said finally somebody's reported on the health impact of vaccines outside of, oh, it saves lives, it saves millions of lives, and it harms no one. Get real. I mean, you're not a scientist if you make that claim. You're barely a doctor if you make that claim of any integrity. There's so much more to the vaccine issue than meets the eye or that meets the syringe below the skin when they inject it, much less sniff you into an inhaled live virus vaccine like the flu one. So we've got that. If you'd like to be part of the show the next couple hours on the air, it is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes and links. If you want to review what I'm saying and say, you know, that didn't really happen, you know, you can go there. Find out. We got links. Call me out on it if you think it's fake. What's fake is the mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media that won't even report on this subject. Won't even report on it for fear that they will lose their pharmaceutical advertising and go out of business because the things that will actually help you, they don't have the kind of money to buy into that level of advertising. It would toast them. It would absolutely toast them if they went after Big Pharma. Don't bite the hand that feeds them drugs or shots. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Back from 3 weeks of adventures. And man, oh man, I'm still not totally recovered, Super D. I just, I feel like I could sleep for another week and then I'd be all right. But I'm making it through. Get out in the garden. It was great. Oh, man, you should see. I'm going to have to do another garden update. Because I've got some like monster, like attack of the killer tomatoes sized tomatoes now.
Really? Oh, tomatoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, now, you usually are really all worked up over the carrots, but the tomatoes have kind of taken over.
Well, I still got carrots. I get too slowly, but the tomatoes, I told my wife, she's like, you're going to take you a week to eat that next tomato. It's so big, it's bigger than you. So that's where we're going with this. So keep an eye on the, what do we got in Twitter, which is at RS Bell Media. And you can also follow me on Periscope there, or we'll do Facebook Live from time to time, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Justin Harvey's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the March Against Monsanto, wherever you are, including one coming up in Orlando. Hope to be around for that as well. And we've got updates on water. We've got updates on, the alarming rise of suicidal ideations and behaviors among children and hospitalizations for that. And we've got more questions of the day, including the first one of the day. Hold on to your hats for this one, boys and girls.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day goes to Super Don because he's got a great head of hair. And it's coming from Kay, which I believe is a woman. I'm not even going to guess that it's a man. It's a woman, Kay. She says, hey, Robert, do you have any suggestions for thinning hair, mostly on top front area? I think some is stress over my dad passing and helping my mom. I haven't had thick hair for some time, but this is bothering me a lot now. I met you when you came to Ohio at Whitaker's Farm. Whitaker's Farms, and love your book and refer to it often. She's talking about Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, for those of you who are new to the show. Thanks, Kay. So, Super Don, what's your best suggestion? I mean, with a head of hair like yours, I mean, you know, nobody should ever have a problem, least of all Kay.
Wig.
Wig. Oh, yeah, that's just not a good answer, wig. Don't do wig.
I don't know. I've never had to deal with hair loss. So, you know, I mean, when I think of hair loss, I think, well, I mean, I hate to say it because it's not, I don't know anything holistic, but, you know, the first thing you think of is what you see on TV, right? So, you know, you got the Rogaine products.
Oh, gotcha. You're going there.
You got the hair club for men, right?
Don't go there. Or shave your head, but it's not in right now for women to shave their head.
I'm sorry, Kay. I really have no use on this one.
All right. We tried. Grandpa Superdon didn't come through for you. Well, thinning hair is often the result of a lack of silicon, or silica, is how you find it in the health food stores. The alpha silica. If you do the three, four times a day, the silicon challenge for a month, K, to replenish the silicon stores, that's skin, hair, nails, connective tissue, and everything. If there is a genuine deficiency, that will begin to correct it. There are, of course, when you mention stress, that is a huge part of an impact, even on fast or rapidly dividing cells like the hair. And you can lose stress is known to cause hair loss. So CBD is my number one go-to in terms of modulating the stress by toning the endocannabinoid system. So reach out to my friends at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. When you place your order, 15% off awaits you if you enter the code RSB15, RSB15. There are Ayurvedic formulas that you can use locally, topically, and Hakim's. I'll have to find that again. For every once in a while we get this question, I always forget because I have to get it through Canada. Great, great thing. Keeps the hair color natural. It's not a colorant per se, and can maybe help regenerate hair tissue in addition to taking the silicone challenge, K. Let us know how you do. Reduce that stress, and we'll be back with Justin Harvey and talk about the March Against Monsanto.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world like we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And then, well, 5 more days to follow during the week. Catch it online or at your favorite radio station. Right now, we're going local and global simultaneously. A guy like Justin Harvey can do that. I see him around town when I'm in town or in other places. I watch him on his channel, on his Facebook Live-ing it. He's a powerful activist doing the right thing, and he's helping to spearhead the march against Monsanto in Orlando. This will be happening simultaneously around the world. And, of course, there's good reason for it. But, Justin Harvey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. So what is going on? This is not just an Orlando event, but you're helping to spearhead it. Is this something that has, as I said, gone global, this movement against Monsanto?
Yes, this is a worldwide movement. There's going to be millions of people marching all across the world on May 20th to stand against Monsanto. They're untested and unlabeled GMOs, and they're just recently cancer-labeled herbicide Roundup.
So this is something that's not only being found, of course, in residually in all kinds of foods, but more recently we've heard of evidence of it in vaccines. We just covered a vaccine versus no vaccine study and the staggering results in terms of health outcomes in children who are not vaccinated versus those who are. It's just night and day difference.
Yeah, it is. It's really all interlinked when you look at it. And, you know, we're finding it in more and more things in our environment. It's practically everywhere. It's in women's breast milk. And it's very alarming when the World Health Organization has just recently come out and said that it's a probable carcinogen. And now we actually have a California judge that says that it can be labeled as cancer-causing. So it is very alarming to see it when we were promised, you know, with genetically modified crops to reduce pesticide use. We're seeing a just tenfold increase. We've got super weeds growing that can't be controlled, and the glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is leaking into everything from, you know, our soil, our rainwater, breast milk, and as you said, it's even in the vaccines.
Well, yeah, and this scenario is playing itself out similar to the vaccine issue because there was no vaccinated versus unvaccinated study until recently that looked at health outcomes. And, of course, the studies that were done on the safety of GMOs were largely done by the very industry or the very company like Monsanto to say, see, it's safe. 90 days later, no real changes. Of course, those that carry it out, like Seralina and those who have duplicated the study, many months to years find devastating health consequences. And we realize we've got the case of regulatory capture, which has been warned about over the years, that the stronger you make a centralized bureaucracy to so-called regulate something, the easier it is to buy it off.
Oh yeah, and it's true. We see the same trend happening, you know, regardless of which administration is in office. You know, we're seeing them sticking up for Monsanto and big food. And just even just within the last week, we've got news that the FDA has announced they're going to start a $3 million propaganda campaign to re-educate the public about GMOs, which just goes to show me that we are winning. They're in damage control, and you know, the cat's out of the bag about what's been going on with our food and what it's actually doing to the planet and to people. So that they're really trying to you know, keep the lie of water, but it's sinking very fast.
Well, if we think about an efficient means by which we can push back, because we certainly don't have 3 million to fight back in a propaganda war, but we could simply stop buying the stuff, for instance. And is that part of the message when we get together and march against Monsanto? Is it all about, oh, the government needs to save us? Or is it more about, as well, educating our peers to say, you know what, there are ways you can go about it, and then you can tell the government and Monsanto to pound sand?
No, you're exactly right. We really do focus more on, you know, being the change and acting locally and voting with your dollar, because, you know, we've seen that the government isn't really on our side and we don't have the money that these corporations have. So, you know, when something like the DARK Act passes and they essentially ban statewide labeling, we don't see any leverage there. So we're encouraging people to vote with their dollar, you know, buy organic as much as possible, support your local organic cafes and restaurants around your town. And that's exactly why this year we're doing something a little different. And instead of just marching through downtown and rallying at City Hall, we're going to be marching from Lake Eola to Dandelion Cafe, which is an organic restaurant here locally that is exactly in line with what we're doing. And we're going to have organic vendors and a nice little outdoor market going on, mm-hmm. promoting that very solution, because we think that's where we can make the change, you know, hitting them hard in the wallet where it hurts, like you said.
Yeah, and we talk about living with our principles and manifesting them with the money you spend, because that's a vote more so than any vote is for a bureaucrat that often is not voted on. When we went, well, let's see, last time I was Jeffrey Smith, our good buddy who does the GMO, anti-GMO movement around the world. We ate at the Dandelion Cafe. If anybody needs to know if that restaurant is legit, it totally is. We had non-GMO organic food together there.
Yes, and they're a big supporter of ours. They've always have been every year. And this being the fifth annual, we're going to be really working with them to try to get people to, you know, be the change they wish to see. And, you know, because this is where we see the most progress coming from. Yeah, we'll have guest speakers, all kinds of good stuff after our march. We're still going to get fired up. We're still going to, you know, raise awareness in the streets, try to get the media attention, you know, mm-hmm. stand in solidarity with everyone across the world, because it is that special day where we try to just get the eyes on us, because as you know, we don't have much help from mainstream news.
Yep, that's it. We're just about 12 or so days away. If you're listening live, March Against Monsanto, and there is a website, March Monsanto.com. And this, I think this is more the global site because there's so many marches going on from U.S., Canada, South America, Europe, everywhere.
Yeah, that is the main national website. You can find the list of marches there. But if you'd like to find more about our information, you can find us on Facebook at March Against Monsanto Orlando. And you can find our event there and all the details about what's going to be going on that day.
And we have that, by the way, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're going to be in Central Florida and want to attend that one, I look to see you all there as well as with Justin Harvey and others that will be in attendance. And I understand it's going to be a march to and around Lake Eola and back over to the cafe, the Dandelion Cafe.
Yeah, that is correct. We'll be going from the lake to the cafe where we will conclude with our little outdoor market and after party.
Oh, okay. So there'll be music, a little bit of enjoyment as well. Might as well get together with like-minded people and have some fun in the midst of having to push back on something so horrendous that these GMOs continue to persist.
Yes, exactly. And we want to, you know, continue to educate and, you know, link the community together. Everybody that's on the same page with this topic, you know, we can work together and be a force to be reckoned with, you know. You know, we've all played a role, whether it's, you know, posting online or making videos. We've got someone that's going to have a drone this year covering the event. You know, we all just do what we can to do our part and, you know, try to, you know, erase Monsanto or Bayer out of the picture.
Mm. Hey, Justin, you're out and about at so many events locally, and sometimes you travel beyond the confines of the Central Florida region. What is it that folks that are in this area can do to help you, not only with this event, but other things that go on beyond this day that we're going to do the March Against Monsanto?
If you'd like to get more involved, you can check out our We Are Change Orlando Facebook page, and feel free to reach out to us if you want to help volunteer. You know, we're always trying to attend, you know, as you know, the VAX bus events, if they're coming mm-hmm. to town, the Sable Trail Pipeline actions that have been going on in Florida locally, anything like that. We could always use, you know, an extra hand with someone, you know, whether it's promoting it or actually physically on the ground that day. You know, we're always looking for help.
So the We Are Change label, if you will, is duplicated mm-hmm. in cities around. How do you get to be part of that? Like I said, to officially reach out to you, just to say, I want to help you, or I'm in a different city, because we got listeners all over the world. That We Are Change concept is duplicated around the country?
Yes, it is. There's chapters all over the country and all over the world, actually. It's comprised of independent journalists and activists that really just want to make change in any of these topics that we're talking about, just to better humanity and to get our freedoms back. You can, it's really more, we try to take on the idea of it. It's more of an idea than a group. There's really no leader. It's very decentralized. So what I tell people is, if you're in the Central Florida area and you want to make a change, then you are part of We Are Change Orlando. You don't need to sign up or register. There's no fee or you know, strict club rules or anything. If you want to make a change and you're in the area, then let's link up and we can try to work together.
All right, the March Against Monsanto is happening. Which is the date? It's a Saturday coming up, but 2 weeks from yesterday, right?
Yep, Saturday, May 20th. We'll be rallying at Lake Eola at 11 a.m., and we'll be marching pretty quickly this year. We won't be doing a lot of activities before. We're saving all the fun stuff and things for afterwards.
Okay, so this is something that you want to – it's not like a marathon. It's just a little bit of a walk, but, you know, don't get out there for the first time and fall over dead, because we want to carry you right to the Dandelion Cafe for some good organic refreshments, organic fresh juices as well, to keep you alive and well, to, you know, do the right thing by our kids and grandkids, if not for ourselves here. And so this will be a family-friendly event too?
Yes, this will be a family-friendly event. We hope to have water stations and, you know, be well prepared to get people along, and hopefully we don't lose anyone along the march. You know, and as you mentioned family, I also want to mention we're going to have a petition to ban Roundup in public places where your family, where your dogs are and your kids are playing in these parks and schools. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get this petition in front of Mayor Buddy Dyers to ban this toxic substance, so we don't have to just bask in it when we're just trying to visit the park. So we'll have that on hand as well.
Well, and let me ask everybody out there that lives in a gated community, a gated neighborhood, that you can band together and push back against these so-called like associations, homeowners associations, because in these gated communities, they do the same thing like you're saying in the county level or city level, where they'll spray glyphosate, or they'll even mandate the spraying of this stuff to give you a clean, pretty-looking lawn, when we all should be growing food, not Monsanto's profits.
Yes, exactly. That's one of our hashtags we like to use, is grow food, not lawns. You know, we should care more about, you know, our health and what chemicals we're spraying instead of just, you know, the visual appearance of our yard. So that's just another way to you know, give Monsanto the finger and be the change. Is start your own garden, you know, start small, you know, and try to just hit them that way.
Yeah, and be nice to bees as well. Dude, these pesticides on all of all varieties are really impacting the ability of us to produce food into the future as they're destroying whole colonies.
Yeah, it's true. They're the neonicotinoids. It's not good for the bee population, as we've seen that heavy decrease with colony collapse disorder. So if you can, you know, plant some plants that are bee friendly, that would be a great help too. But you know, we're always out to save the bees. As you notice, we've always got the bee with the gas mask on our flyer and stuff.
Yeah, I see it, and it's on our webpage today, our featured story. In addition to the vaccine versus non-vaccinated study, it's the March Against Monsanto happening May 20th around the world. Those of you who are in Central Florida, coming down to see Justin Harvey, and if I'm in town, I'll find out. I'll likely be there as well, and I want to meet you and your family, and let's stand up for a cleaner, pesticide-free world. Not only for ourselves, but as I said, for the next generations to come. Justin Harvey, appreciate all that you do, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
All right, back after this.
Man, what?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Super D, you and I have been doing this together for, gosh, I guess over a decade now. I'm thinking we must be over 10 years together. 12 years plus together. So, you know, if I was to ask you how often I've cussed on the air,
yes.
It's probably been a whole lot, right? All the time, cussing on the
you
air?
Know what?
On the air.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I do know how many times. It's
you do?
And this is, I promise, everybody who's listening right now, I had no idea Robert was going to ask me this. This is not rehearsed. But I do actually remember, because this is one of those things that as a producer and at one time the board op,
yes,
and God bless the board ops out there, Andy, who's
dealing
board
with these hosts.
It's
these
a
crazy
thankless
hosts.
Job. It really is, because you know you are the last line of defense as the board op before it goes out on the air. And so if you don't catch stuff, the buck stops with you, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, there have been a total of 2 times in 12 years.
2 times?
I
thought it was going to be zero. You got
no,
2 times?
No,
no way.
No, it was 2 times, yes. And it's been a long time.
Yeah.
This was back in our TRN days, but there were 2 times where you let something slip that was, and it was like you didn't like come straight out and say it, but you kind of like half said it,
ooh,
and it was enough. Where it was kind of like, and you honestly caught yourself. So you didn't even know that, did you?
No, I
didn't.
That's right.
Right.
You scared me.
And it was because you were really worked up and angry.
Yeah.
When it happened, and fortunately, wasn't it me?
No, it wasn't at you, Super D. But it turns out that swearing can make you stronger, according to this new study. I guess in those days I was trying to lift a car or something. I was like trying to play the Incredible Hulk, and I was cussing about something. I was thinking about the cussing I might have done maybe when they played a Tylenol commercial on the air or something. But, you know, and I could have been cussing at pro-vaccine fanatics. I mean, that would be appropriate, I think. But the British Psychology Society released a data from 2 experiments this past Thursday about the displaying the power of profanity. And you know, I'm just not a guy that cusses a lot.
Because we've already cured cancer. We need
right.
We need the study, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, you know me, Super D. The times that I do, and it's off the air usually, and you're like, oh, my gosh, something's got Robert, right? Because it just doesn't happen. But, of course, that enhances the effect when you don't do it much. If you're cussing all the time, it probably loses the impact to make you, quote-unquote, more powerful or increase your pain tolerance. Think about that, when you're most likely to cuss when you're injured.
That's
somehow
true.
Why does it help? I mean, does it dissipate the energy into the universe? I wonder. I mean, it's a curious thing.
In this case, what they found was, and what they did is they had people use, they were doing a, like a grip test, right? So it was like when they used a cuss word,
mm-hmm.
they actually had more strength and pain tolerance, when they were using the cuss word versus if they said something like, you know, like gee willikers or
mm-hmm.
aw shucks or something, right? Heaven
sure.
to Betsy. But, yeah, now how this will benefit mankind, I have mm-hmm. no idea. I mean, are we now going to see doctors coming out now and recommending that people start swearing and cussing because it makes you more powerful?
No, I think they're going to recommend crototherapy. Crototherapies, because it'd be the next thing. I mean, the next thing would be like...
Crota. All right, you got to help me with this one.
Release your inner Crota. Krodha. Look it up.
Crota.
Yeah, yeah. It's an ancient, like, Hindu... I don't know if it goes back to Sanskrit, but it's like this fury. It's like rage and fury. Crota. This is like, it's epithets. You'd just be letting it out, man. Beyond anger, it's so intense. It's called Crota. So, yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
If Yoda gets his Crota on or something, it's look out. Look out, everybody. But, I mean, there's a point where you have to release the rage. Hopefully it doesn't inflict harm on another, obviously. Sometimes you just yell and scream, and it's a hard thing to do. You just want to stay out of the way of somebody in that state. But it can be a necessary cathartic release. You know, as I think about an injury and you cuss, it's like there's got to be a reason for it. Maybe you're mad that you injured yourself, but could there be an energetic release that dissipates some of the intensity of that negative or painful injury or energy? So that question, we'll leave it at there for this hour. Remember, if you're in a crotorific state, take some arnica. Arnica for crota. How about that? Homeopathic arnica. ARNICA. That's the homeopathic remedy for injury, pain, that kind of thing. All right, folks, there's an alarming rise in kids who are hospitalized with suicidal ideations, tendencies, and actions. We'll get to that. How about how safe is your water? We got questions about the tetanus shot and macular degeneration coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the place. You know what it's for. I'm reminding you, the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.